Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Brett Clay, longtime 8-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Change Leadership Group. Dr. Brett Clay, by the way, he's just recently gotten his PhD. He's a professor and of human development and business. He is the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and by Leading Change. He's our good friend. Brett, thanks again for being here. We're talking about negotiating. Let's talk about what you call the reserve price. And I always tell people, I wrote a piece one time about five things you need to make sure you know about negotiating. And one of them, I think maybe even the last one, was before you go into a negotiation, know absolutely drop dead positively, no go beyond what price you're willing to pay. And if it gets to the point where it goes over that, you get up and walk out. What do you think?
Right. Well, that's the over, and if you're selling, the least you're willing to take. And The question then becomes how to calculate that. So let's go back to your online example for a second. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to buy something online, how would you determine your walk away?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because I tell people where things are different now than they used to be is, nope, in the old days, we'd wake up and think, I need something. Will I be able to find it in town at the price I'm willing to pay? But we wake up now, we want something. It never occurs to us we can't get what we want for the price we're willing to pay. Somewhere out there, there's a price. Right?
Exactly.
That changes negotiation.
So if you've decided you want to buy a widget and you're looking at website A, then the price you're going to pay is you want to pay, you're willing to pay, is probably depends on what websites B, C, and D are offering it at.
Right.
What are all the alternatives.
The quality.
And if you've got a better alternative somewhere else, then you're probably not willing to pay more than your better alternative somewhere else, right?
With the adjustment for specifications. In other words, if it's you're going to check the specs to make sure it's the same stuff.
Exactly right. So it's all things held equal.
Yeah.
So that the reservation price or the your walk away point really depends most fundamentally on your best alternative to a negotiated agreement or your BATNA with the person you're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got another option that's better, then why would you be talking to this person? You should go and start negotiating with the other person.
Right.
So that's the most fundamental thing, is to always look at all your options. And the more options you have, the quote-unquote stronger your negotiating position is going to be. So if you're that laundromat looking at negotiating your lease and a new strip mall is being built down the street and they're offering a killer 5-year entry deal to get people started, then when you're talking to renew your lease with your current landlord, you're going to say, hey, I've got this deal over here. And so that's where there's a lot of work that goes in prior to a negotiation to making sure that you've developed as many alternatives that are good alternatives as you can. That's step one.
That's information. You can never have too much information when you're negotiating.
That's right. And it takes work to go develop
those
alternatives. They're not going to come out of nowhere.
That's right.
Great other options don't just fly into your window and land on your shoulder.
Right.
So you got to do that. The other thing that always hangs people up about calculating, like you said, what's the absolute worst case that they'll take, is that they fool themselves and then sort of change their mind. They say, okay, if I look at everything, I should accept whatever, let's say, lease terms. And then they go into the negotiation, let's say the landlord says, well, you know what? I'm not willing to offer less than blah, 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 or more than blah, blah, blah. And then the person says, well, maybe I should take that. No. Mm-hmm. If you had really objectively calculated your walk away, that doesn't change when you walk into the negotiation. Conversely, if you calculate what you think is your worst case, and then you say, but you know what, I really would like more, so I'm actually going to say I want X plus more, then you've just fooled yourself and set yourself up for a failed negotiation, because you would have taken X, but now if the other state says, no, I'm only willing to give you X, then you walk away,
and
you just left that negotiation table, and you lost the opportunity to make that deal.
You probably tipped your hand to the other side that you're a little weak.
Could be. What I'm talking about is our psychology that we go through in our own head when we're by ourselves trying to figure out what we're doing.
Oh, I see. When you're by yourself, right.
We don't want to be our own worst enemy by fooling ourselves into belief, into telling ourselves we want something different than we actually
need. That's when emotion gets involved, right? And that's emotion in negotiating can be dangerous. You know, that's the reason why auctions are so dangerous, isn't it?
Exactly. And so that's why, like you said, you have to calculate your reservation price prior to going in. Because once you go into the negotiation, you're going to lose your head. It's just going
to
be just going
to
stop working.
You have to have a North Star. You have to have a prime number that you're not going to go beyond and stick with it. That's absolutely right. Sort of like going to blackjack table, right? I'm only going to lose $300, and I'm getting up, right?
Exactly. Perfect.
Hey, Brett, I need your website, Brett.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
Say it again.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right. Hey, Brett, good job today. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks. Nice talking to you, Jim.
See you next time. Brett Clay, Dr. Brett Clay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.